Time for another edition of Silence Broken here on 88.1 MyFM, 92.3 WOW FM, and of course hosted on LanarkLeadsToday.ca. I'm Bob Perot. With me, as always, Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, happy to be here.
I'd like you to introduce our guest today, someone who obviously you've known for quite a while and has been an incredible member of our community for many, many years.
Yes, I'm happy to do that, to welcome Brianne Lukasavich, who has been with the agency for a very, very long time, Lanark County Interval House and Community Support, and is currently our victim advocate coordinator and our lead in that program. And I think that one of the things we want to do on this show, Brianne, is to highlight kind of creative initiatives and to demonstrate how we're working differently in community. And so you definitely are leading in that in our community, and we would like to shed information about Victim Advocate Program and the hard work you're doing with the OPP and the Smiths Falls Police. So welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So why don't you give us an outline of the program then, Bree?
Sure. So the Victim Advocate Program is in its 6th year. It's a response to victims' voices and victims feeling like they weren't getting answers to questions, victims feeling like they were trying to reach out to people that weren't able to get the response quickly. So just feeling lost in the system. And I think it was it's been successful. Certainly, we've had our rough roads in the last 6 years, but we've come to a place where it's quite successful because of the collaboration between Lanark County Interval House, our community supports in terms of this sexual assault, domestic violence hospital program, victim services, and of course, the Lanark County OPP and Smiths Falls Police. And working together, we really do and are able to respond to victims so much better.
So, I mean, pardon my lack of knowledge, but who are the actual advocates who are helping these victims? Is it a one-on-one type situation to help promote comfort?
So essentially, what happens is the police receive a call and they go out on the call. So, any sexual assault, domestic violence, or human trafficking call. And they send along the occurrence and the information to the victim advocate to ensure that I'm reaching out to the victim of that crime within a 24-hour period and sooner if possible. And mostly my role is to offer information in a trauma-informed way. So trying to be as calm as possible in a really high crisis situation. I'm meeting these people on the worst day of their lives, essentially. And so I'm really just trying to offer information around the next piece of the puzzle, what's going to happen, what's the process look like, and what do they need in that moment, and what do they need the next day, and throughout that kind of entire process of the criminal system.
Aaron, it speaks to the collaborative approach and the communication victim first, conversations that we've had.
Yeah, this is a really great example of working in a victim-centered manner, working with the wealth of knowledge that we have from our hospital program, our victim services, and our victim witness assistance program, along with our police services, both Smiths Falls and the OPP. It is an example of responding and making sure that victims are heard. So in our community, we are one of very few communities who host survivor forums. And what happened for us historically is that we were doing a film that featured a number of survivors telling their story and the rural context. And the initiative from the OPP at the time, Derek Needham, was I'd like to come and I'd like to hear from survivors, the good, bad, and the ugly of how they experience policing. And so from there, really kind of naturally formed this process of having survivor forums. So, survivor forums are separate from the VA, but are part of the overall vision of the VA. So what happens is, once or twice a year, we have forums where we have victims who come and they talk to police services. We've had a forum where people talked about their experience with the justice system. And it really does give survivors a voice to inform how they experience the systems, what needs to be different, what could have helped them, and made it different. And now we have survivors who are actually engaging in providing training to officers who are really having their voices amplified. And, when we look at the recommendations that came from the CKW inquest, recommendations related to collaboration, and working together were central in the recommendations. And I feel like this started, before we had all these recommendations. And, not to boast that Lander County was ahead of the needle, but, we were already looking at how do we respond better to survivors. So the victim advocate role is really to help system navigation, to make sure that they get the answers to the questions that they have, and to work alongside all the other partners and services, especially the police services, so that victims are feeling heard and are following that process and not feeling like they're lost or forgotten about in a process, which really does contribute to success. It contributes to healing, and it contributes to the model of making sure that we're working from a victim-centered approach.
You're nodding your head quite a bit, Bree. It sounds to me like it's a huge part of it is building trust, especially with someone who may have difficulty doing that.
Absolutely. I think what makes this program so special is that, we all kind of come together and recognize that we all bring different skills and strengths to the table. And we all don't have, I don't have all the answers, and police don't have all the answers. And so when we come together, we're just able to have, give that kind of best response to the victim and her needs. Something as simple as, was he picked up last night? She may not get that answer for a week because of the busyness of the police services. But if I'm involved, I'm engaged, I'm able to answer that question really quickly and work on that safety plan. So that, again, just makes her feel heard, makes her feel safer in something that can be really scary. So, yeah, I think it's just kind of coming together, recognizing our strengths and working together in the best interest of our community and our victims.
I suppose it would be difficult to ask for direct feedback, but perhaps observational feedback, what you've seen, it sounds like it would be something, a service, a program that would be very much appreciated without the victim involved really realizing what is happening.
Yeah, and we actually ensure that victims know exactly who the players are, who's involved, who they can talk to about what, and if they're not getting a response right away, who they can just have a conversation with. Because again, we recognize that folks are busy, and so you may not get a call right away, right? So just, managing expectations and staying calm, and which is again really tough to do, right? We understand what trauma can do. So yeah, just being patient and offering as much information we can in the moment, and really keeping them in the loop of what's going on in their own life. So they are the lead, and we are there to support.
And I think that that speaks to also the relationships that are continuing to grow and evolve with Lander County Interval House and Victim Services. And being able to say, okay, Victim Services is also working with this woman. What do we need to do? Maybe we don't need to do anything. Maybe Victim Services needs us to move in on this particular area. The same thing with VWAP and with the hospital program. I feel like it's better serving victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, and for sure, human trafficking, when we can all kind of do our part and listen to what serves the best need, and getting referrals made, and being able to have those conversations across the systems really, I think, affords victims a truer and more authentic opportunity to access the service that fits best for them, that best responds to what it is, they need today. I mean, we need to look at the realities of sexual assault victims and whether or not they're going to come forward and if they're going to want to go through the traditional system, given the results of the Hockey Canada trial. So it's about having those conversations across our sectors and then figuring out what is it that we could best offer this woman in order to be victim-centered and in order to contribute to healing. And it may not always be as simple as it sounds. It's very layered. We're dealing with the intersections of people's lives, whether it's culture, faith, immigration status, all of those things are realities that we have to look at when we're working with any victim.
It's constantly evolving then, Brienne.
Constantly. And I think, again, over the last 6 years, we've seen changes. We've adapted. We're flexible to ensure that we're working the best we can with victims. And so the relationships have grown, absolutely, as Aaron mentioned. I'm in the detachment, I'm showing my face. They're coming. I have officers calling quite often, asking for some support and advice as to how to respond to a call. Going back to that same house every week. What do I do? I know something's up, but she won't talk to me. So even those conversations, we're learning from each other, we're trusting each other, and if we're doing that, then that shows that victims can trust us and them as well. So it's definitely been a really positive thing.
And there's lots of interest across the province on what is this program all about and how is it affecting change. And I better say that we did receive this program received the accolade award from the Ontario Provincial Police in 2020. Two, I think it was a really big deal. We were really honored to receive the accolade award along with our partners, and we all went out to GHQ and Orillia and received that award together. And I think it speaks volumes to the work we're doing in community, and it was an amazing experience. We're not used to the police wanting to award us with something for our good work in terms of the historical nature of anti-violence agencies and police services. So it's really great that we've been able to move the needle and have these really great conversations and relationships so that we can rely on each other and an officer can call Brianne or somebody can call me, the detachment commander can call me and say, here's what we're anticipating. This is a heads up. How can your team engage? And then all of those pieces really fit together towards creating a much safer community. And I think at the end of the day, that's what's really important to us.
Final thoughts, Spring?
I'm just so appreciative of this program. I'm appreciative of the leadership. If we didn't have those conversations 10 years ago, I don't know if this program would be here. And so I think, it takes some strong people to come forward and say there's a problem and that there's something that we can do to fix that problem. And so I do believe that this program is supporting, just victims and police and Lanark County Interval House and all those who work with us. So yeah, I'm just really appreciative of it.
And last word to you, Aaron.
I just want to commend the courage of systems to take a risk. It's not within the norm sometimes for us to think about how we do things creatively. But when you take that risk and you engage in doing something differently, wow, it can have such an impact on your community. And I just want to commend the efforts of our police services, both Smiths Falls and OPP, all of our partners who were reluctant at the beginning to really understand the vision, victim services, the SADV hospital program, and VWAP, because it was a big undertaking for us to build those relationships in a different way. We already had relationships, but it was about expanding it and looking at a different kind of vision in this area. And I just commend our community for continuing to take chances and take risks and do it in the name of improving service outcomes for victims.
Brianne Lukasavage from Lanark County Interval House, thank you so much for being here today. We look forward to your next appearance.
Thank you for having me.
And as always, Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House, we shall speak next week.
Indeed, we will.
I'm Bob Perot for LanarkLeadsToday.ca.